our speaker for today has requested specifically to be introduced as the most handsome man in the world.
今天的讲员我认为是世界上最英俊的最英俊最潇洒的男人之一。
However, I think I know him better than that to say that he is much more than how he looks.
不过我觉得至于我而言我并不是仅仅看重他的外表而远过于他的外表。
It is best to introduce him as a graduating student, hopefully, of VSOP.
对他最好的介绍就是他即将毕业希望他能够毕业。
Who is now putting his learning into practice by sharing the word of God with you today.
今天他和我们一起来分享上帝的话语。
Okay, let's refrain from much talk and introduce our speaker, Brother Justin Fung.
下面有请武明正弟兄。
Most handsome in Eileen's world.
非常感谢艾琳说我是最英俊的男人。
Hey, so good morning.
大家早上好。
I thank God for granting me His grace as I share with you this morning.
我感谢上帝能够有机会和大家今早一起分享神的话语。
And also for granting me grace to help me deliver the message for today.
也感谢刘佳为我做翻译。
So let me tell you a story about a butterfly.
我现在给大家讲一个关于蝴蝶的故事。
A butterfly perched on a flower when a group of caterpillars ganged up around her.
有一只蝴蝶停留在一朵花上休息，这个时候来了一大群的毛毛虫。
One of the caterpillars jeered at the butterfly.
有一只毛毛虫就笑话蝴蝶。
Look at that ugly caterpillar.
看看这只这么丑的毛毛虫。
To this the butterfly answered.
这只蝴蝶说。
I'm not a caterpillar, I'm a butterfly.
蝴蝶说我才不是毛毛虫呢我是一只蝴蝶。
I used to be a caterpillar, but God has changed me.
我过去曾是一只毛毛虫但是上帝改变了我。
Another of the caterpillars answered, what? We're butterflies.
另一只毛毛虫说什么我们才是蝴蝶呢。
Real butterflies are like us.
真正的蝴蝶像我们这样。
We are green, so we have the ability to camouflage.
我们是绿色的，这是我们的天然保护色。
We are stout, showing how strong we are.
我们又强又胖，说明我们很有力量。
And we've got more legs than you, that totally makes us better.
我们有更多的腿长在身上，说明我们比你更好。
You may fly and have different colors, but you look frail and weak.
虽然你会飞，你的色彩斑斓，但是你却是那么的软弱。
I'd bet God did not grant you the ability as He did us.
我猜上帝给你的能力一定不如给我们的多。
We are the true butterflies of God, and you should be like us.
我们才是上帝的蝴蝶呢，你应该像我们一样。
So like the deceived caterpillars in our story, the world is continually enticing us, believers, to accommodate the worldly life.
就像这个故事中的这些毛毛虫一样，世界上也有很多人引诱我们要过世俗的生活。
Come on, they say, drink with us.
他们说，来吧，我们一起来喝酒。
Enjoy yourself.
一起享乐。
You can be a Christian and indulge in worldly pleasures.
你虽然是基督徒，但同时你也可以享受世俗的生活。
Those other so-called Christians are just deceiving you.
那些所谓的基督徒只不过是在欺骗你们罢了。
We are being enticed to lifestyles that would bring pleasure to ourselves rather than bring pleasure to God.
我们被引诱过一种生活，就是以让我们自己享乐的那种生活方式，而不是取悦于上帝的生活方式。
So what should a Christian be like?
所以那一个基督徒应该是什么样呢?
How do we know that we are true, real believers?
我们怎么知道我们是真正的基督徒呢?
How do we respond to the world's enticements?
我们怎么对付世界给我们的这种引诱呢?
John answers what a true Christian would be like.
约翰回答了一个真正的基督徒应该是什么样子?
John teaches that you are a true Christian if the Holy Spirit moves you to sin less and less, and instead moves you to pursue fruits of righteousness.
约翰教导我们，一个真正的基督徒，如果圣灵感动你犯罪越来越少，而你想要追求结更多义的果子，这样的话，你就是一个真正的基督徒。
So as we go through the passage today, may we be assured of what God has done in our lives.
在我们分享经文的时候，我希望大家能够回想，并且确定上帝在我们生命中为我们所做的一切。
May this knowledge allow us to withstand the enticements of the world.
希望我们对这段经文的了解，能够让我们在面对世界对我们引诱的时候，我们能够站立得住。
At the same time, may the Holy Spirit convict and change us of any unrighteousness that this sermon brings to light.
同时，我们也希望圣灵能够做工，监察我们内心的不义，同时改变我们。
Let us start with the word of prayer.
我们先来祷告。
Heavenly Father, may you bless this time. May you open our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hearts as we listen to your word. And Father, may you grant me and Grace the ability to just preach truthfully according to your word. We commit to you the rest of the time. All these we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Just a few background on our passage today.
下面我介绍一下这段经文的一些背景。
John the Apostle wrote this epistle, and he wrote it to believers of an uncertain origin.
使徒约翰写了这封书信，但是当时的这个信的接收者并不是很确定。
While we may not be sure of a specific audience, we know that these are probably believers because John calls them children of God.
虽然我们并不确定信的接收者，也就是说读者是谁，但是我们知道他很这些读者应该是基督徒。
He also counts them as one of the righteous.
因为约翰称读者为上帝的儿女，同时也称他们是义人。
Furthermore, he contrasts others, aside from them as sinful.
并且后面还和罪人做了对比。
So there were probably people there who claimed to be believers, but did not show love for other believers.
有一些人呢，他自称是基督徒，但是并没有向其他的弟兄姐妹显示出爱心。
Moreover, false teachers who could be the same as these false believers plagued them.
而且在这些基督徒当中，他们不仅没有显示对弟兄的爱，同时也有一些假教师，在他们中间。
John notes from his epistle how these teachers separated from the apostles and their teachings.
约翰在这里指出，这些假教师呢和使徒和他们的教导所宣传的所讲的是不同的。
Their doctrines may have differed in terms of Christ's personhood and work.
对于基督的人的属性和基督的工作，他们有不同的教导。
It also may have differed from what the apostles taught about Christian obedience.
使徒教导的对于基督徒的对基督徒对基督的顺服，他们这些假教师也有不同的教导。
And furthermore, they have a distorted understanding of love for other believers.
他们对于弟兄的爱理解也是不同的。
In fact, it probably was not true love.
他们所说的不是真正的爱。
John's audience might have been overwhelmed by these teachings.
这个约翰书信的读者呢，很可能就被这些假的教导所影响。
Some may have been dismayed, being unable to respond in the surety of their faith.
一些人呢就不能够真正的确信他们信仰的那种确实性。
So John wrote this epistle to comfort and assure them of their salvation.
因此，使徒约翰就写了这封信来安慰这些信徒，同时，向他们确定他们得救的确据。
So what are the marks from John's message that may assure us of our own salvation as well?
那么在约翰的这段信息当中呢，有什么样的证据，有什么样的标志，可以确定我们是真正得救的呢？
The first mark of a true Christian is that you are moved to sin less and less.
你是一个基督徒的，你是一个真基督徒的，第一个标志就是说，你会被感动，而且会犯罪越来越少。
We find this in verses 4 to 6.
第四节到第六节经文中，我们会发现这一点。
So what is sin, anyway?
那么什么是罪呢？
In verse 4, John says, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness.
第四节说，凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
John notes that to practice sin is associated with those who are lawless or a group of people who rebels against God.
约翰在这里指出，犯罪呢，就是和那些违背律法和违背背叛上帝的人有关。
John gives examples of this from the epistle.
在这里，约翰举了一个例子。
Some examples are denial of sinfulness, denial of Jesus as the Christ, and not loving the fellowship of believers.
在这里，约翰举了一些例子，其中有，我们否定自己的罪，否定耶稣是基督，而且不爱弟兄，这些都是和耶稣的教导所相违背的。
These are all contrary to what Jesus taught and commanded.
所有的这些假的教导，所有这些罪，都是和耶稣的教导和命令是背道而驰的。
However, the believers have no need to fret about being part of this group of lawless people.
但是基督徒其实不用担心成为这些违背律法的人。
In verse 5 we read, You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin.
因为第五节又说到，你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
As a response to humankind's sinfulness, Christ came to take it away.
对付人类的罪呢，基督来了，把它除掉了。
Christ has taken away believers' affiliation and inclination to sin.
基督除掉了人类的罪，而且切断了我们和罪的联系，和我们喜好犯罪的那种倾向。
If this is the case, logically, as verse 6 continues, no one who abides in Christ, who has truly seen him or known him, would keep on sinning.
依照这个逻辑，下面在第六节接着说，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
A point worth noting here is what many English versions translate as does not sin.
这里我想强调的一点就是许多英文的版本把这一句话翻译成不要犯罪。
Instead, the NIV and ESV have keep on sinning.
而 NIV 版本和 ESV 版本翻译成不要继续犯罪。
The first translation gives a sense that believers would be unable to sin absolutely since the time of their conversion.
第一种翻译呢，让我们理解就是说，在我们信耶稣之后呢，我们就绝对不能再犯罪。
The second gives a sense of not being able to persist in sin or to habitually sin without remorse.
第二种翻译呢，让我们理解就是说，我们不持续的犯罪，不经常性犯罪而不悔改。
The Greek actually allows for either translation.
那么在希腊原文里面，这两种翻译都是可以的。
However, the latter translation is preferable because of the context of this epistle and the theology of the rest of Scripture.
但是如果我们从整个圣经、整本圣经的神学观点，还有这封信的上下文来看的话，第二种翻译是更可取的。
For instance, 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 makes clear that John's audience, though already believers, could possibly sin.
比如说约翰一书二章一节说得很清楚，就是约翰的读者虽然已经是基督徒了，但他们也可能会犯罪。
So if this is the case, John would be implying that true Christians would not want to continue sinning.
所以照这种情况来看，约翰呢指的就是真正的基督徒呢，他们是不想继续犯罪的。
He would start sinning less and less from the time of his conversion.
自从信主之后，他就会犯罪越来越少。
Christ's redemption of Christians involves taking away our affiliation with sinfulness.
基督的对我们基督徒的救赎呢，就是包括切断我们和罪的联系。
It also involves taking away our desire to keep on sinning.
同时也会除掉我们想要继续犯罪的那种欲望。
Now there's this saying that once you turn back, you won't turn back.
有一句话这样说，一旦你用了苹果产品，你就不想再用别的品牌。
I've noticed a lot of our professors have been shifting to Mac.
我发现我们许多老师好像已经开始用苹果了。
Likewise for our students.
我们同学也是这样。
So I don't know how true that is.
所以我不知道这句话是不是真的。
So many of my friends who have started using Apple products after using others would agree with this statement.
我的许多朋友呢，他原来用别的品牌，但是现在他用了苹果，他们觉得这句话是真实的，可信的。
But of course not everyone would agree, but most of these friends of mine vary in their reason for preferring a Mac.
当然并不是每个人同意这样的观点，但是我的朋友们，很多朋友是同意这个观点，而且他们的原因各不相同。
Some like the way Macs look.
有的人喜欢苹果的外观。
Others like it for its performance.
还有的人喜欢它的功能。
And for various other reasons.
还有其他许多的原因。
So in a way, when you have been exposed to one of these gadgets and are convinced by it, your preference for the other has been taken away.
所以你一旦用了一款苹果的产品之后，然后你就很喜欢它，确定要用它的话，那么你对其他品牌的那种偏好就会除掉。
And this is probably what every company aims to do.
这个也就是很多公司要达到的这个目的。
They want to take away your preference for the competition.
他们想要除掉、取去你对他们竞争者的那个品牌的产品的喜好。
In a way, Christ has done the same thing by taking away our disposition to sin, causing us to sin less and less.
同样的，耶稣基督也做着同样的事情，就是说，除掉我们对罪的喜好。还有让我们来越来越少的犯罪。
So do your actions show that you are sinning less and less?
所以你所做的是否是越来越少的犯罪呢？
Do you deny your sinfulness?
你会否定自己有罪吗？
Do you think that you are righteous?
你觉得自己是义的很好吗？
When you see other believers, do you see them as not Christian enough compared to you?
当你看其他的基督徒，其他你身边的弟兄姊妹的时候，你把他们来和自己比较，觉得是不是他们更不像基督徒呢？
On the other hand, when you sin, do you find yourself justifying it and even enjoying it as time passes?
当你犯了罪的时候，你是否为自己辩解，而且随着时间的流逝，你甚至很享受这种犯罪的过程呢？
Or do you feel remorse, groaning that you may be changed?
或者是你很懊悔、忧伤、痛悔，然后希望主能改变你。
Do these mindsets plus other taboos the Bible teaches grow more and more or grow less and less in your life?
你心里这些违背圣经教导的这种想法和观念是越来越多呢，还是越来越少呢？
May our lives show that we sin less and less.
希望我们能够犯罪越来越少。
Not by our own effort, but as proof of God changing us.
但是不是靠着我们自己，而是靠着神的应许可以改变我们。
If these changes are true in your life, we ought to be moved in humility and thanksgiving.
如果你有所改变的话，如果你朝着这个方向，犯罪越来越少的话，我想我们是要感恩的，那么我们就在正确的轨道上。
We ought to be assured that it is not because of us that we are now true Christians, but because of God.
但是我们要有一点很确定，就是我们是真正的基督徒，不是靠着我们自己，乃是靠着上帝。
But if not, and you feel convicted, perhaps God is prompting you to seek His forgiveness and be humbled before Him.
如果你没有这样的你不是觉得犯罪越来越少，不是这样情况的话，请你谦卑地来到上帝面前，祈求他的原谅和饶恕。
Moving on, sinning less and less is just one mark of true faith.
犯罪越来越少，只是你 是一个真正基督徒的其中一个标志。
Another mark of a true Christian is that he is moved to pursue fruits of righteousness.
一个真正基督徒的第二个标志就是你要追求义的果效果子。
To make this point, John contrasts between those who are of Christ and those who are of the devil.
为了说明这一点，约翰把属神的和属魔鬼的做了对比。
In verse 7, we read, Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous.
第七节说，小子们呢，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
What does it mean to practice righteousness?
什么是行义呢？
To understand this, it would probably be better to understand who the he is in this phrase, as he is righteous.
为了明白这一点，我们应该更好地明白这个，因为英文里它用的是一个代词他，而我们中文翻译直接翻译成主了。我们要明白这个他指的是什么，他是义的指的是什么。
The he here would best pertain to Christ rather than believers.
在这里这个他应该指的是基督，而不是其他的基督徒。
This distinction is important because it shows the basis for a believer's righteous practice.
把这一点弄清楚了，有助于我们了解基督徒行义的基础。
In other words, their actions are righteous not based on their own individual or collective standard. Basically, their righteousness is not based on their own righteousness that they can act righteously.
因为如果这个他指的是主的话，不是指的我们普通的基督徒，那就是说我们行义不是以我们自己的义为基础，而是以主的义为基础的。
So it's not a matter of I feel that this is right. I feel that this is right, so I think this is righteous.
不是说你认为这是义，你认为是对的就是可以的。
But the basis is Christ's righteousness.
这个基础是主的义。
There are three reasons for saying that the he here is Christ. Actually, two reasons for saying that the he is Christ.
我认为他指的是主，这里有两个原因。
First is because the Greek version of this he, this pronoun, was mostly used by John to refer to Christ.
因为在这个约翰书信里面，约翰经常使用他这个希腊文这个词来指代基督。
Second is because we see a parallel between verses 7 and 8, where those who practice sin are said to imitate the devil.
第二个原因是在第七节到第八节里面有一个对仗，就是做了一些对比。后面讲到行不义的犯罪的就是在模仿学效法魔鬼。
Thus those who practice righteousness would probably imply that here that they also imitated an external figure, that is Jesus Christ.
那么与此并行的，与此对比，形成对比的就是说，行义的呢，那也可能在模仿一个外在的一个人物。
Here, as we understood from earlier, practicing righteousness must mean persisting in righteous acts.
那么行义呢，就是说就像我们刚才所讲的，行义就是在义的行为里坚持不断。
To pursue the fruits of righteousness.
来追求义的果子。
To practice righteousness would imply continually living life according to what Christ did and endorsed.
行义的意思就是指持续不断的以耶稣基督所做的和耶稣基督所喜悦的那种生活方式来生活。
In other words, true Christians are moved to obey Jesus' commands and reflect his ethical standards.
也就是说，真正的基督徒应该是顺服耶稣基督的命令，而且他的生活可以反映出耶稣基督道德的标准。
In contrast, John evaluates those who practice sin.
相反的，约翰在后面，用犯罪的那些人做了对比。
Verse 8 says, Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil.
这封书信第八节说到，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
Those who persist on doing contrary to Christ cannot be of Christ.
那些不断的 和基督背道而驰的人不可能是属基督的。
Instead, they are of the devil.
他们是属魔鬼的。
Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning.
因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
There is no middle ground. Either one is of Christ, as evidenced by pursuing righteousness, or one is of the devil, as evidenced by pursuing sin.
在这里根本就没有中间地带，要不然你就是追求行义，那么你就是属基督的；要不然另一种情况就是你不断的犯罪，那就是属魔鬼的。
So a true child of God will pursue the fruits of righteousness.
所以真正上帝的儿女是追求义的果子。
Early in the 1900s, some people propagated the idea that radiation was actually healthy.
在二十世纪初的时候呢，有很多人，有一些人，他们大肆宣传说这个放射性元素是对人的健康有好处的。
I'm not sure if anyone here is still alive to confirm this.
我不知道大家在座的各位还有没有相信这一点的，相信这个理念的。
But Time Magazine actually has a record of this.
但时代杂志记录了这一个故事。
People apparently ignorant of its effects then would drink radioactive water.
那时候的人很明显，他们根本就不知道放射性元素的作用，他们喝放射性元素处理过的水。
They would buy and use radioactive blankets.
他们会买并且使用那些放射性元素处理过的毯子。
And even wear radioactive amulets, believing it was healthy to do so.
他们还佩戴那种放射性元素处理过的那个首饰，他们觉得对健康有好处。
But after a gruesome death of a certain Eben Byers, the U.S. Food and Drug Authority started to look into the effects of radiation.
自打有一个美国人叫 Eben Byers， 他惨死之后，因为他非常热衷于使用这种放射性元素的产品，而且吃这样的食物。然后美国食品和药物监管局呢，就开始调查，开始研究这个放射性元素的作用。
So eventually they found out that it was actually bad for you.
最后他们发现，其实这放射性元素对人身体是非常有害的。
So after learning this, they went through great lengths to inform the public of its bad effects.
在他们知道了这一点之后，马上就把这个放射性元素的坏作用公布于众。
So just as the Food and Drug Authority had to destroy wrong notions about radiation, Christ came to destroy the devil's work in the lives of Christians.
就像这个美国食品药品监管局，破坏掉了这种关于放射性元素错误的这种观念一样，基督来了，也破坏那个魔鬼在我们身上的工作。
He destroys it and moves you to pursue fruits of righteousness through the Holy Spirit.
他毁坏掉旧的观念，然后让我们追求义的果效，行义。
So do you find yourself moved instead to pursue the things that Christ teaches?
所以你是不是觉得你自己在现在正在追求耶稣教导的这些理念呢？
Do we continually recognize that we are nothing?Corrupt to the core, and that it is only by His grace that we can do that which pleases Him.
其实在我们的内心，我们人的本性还是有罪性的，唯有靠着耶稣基督的恩典，我们才能够脱离罪。
And in addition, do we see ourselves pursuing more and more of what pleases God more than we do our own pleasure?
你是不是发现你自己现在是让自己更享乐呢？你的生活还是为了取悦，为了讨耶稣基督的喜悦而生活呢？
Do we love fellow believers more and more, though it is difficult at times?
你是不是越来越爱你身边的弟兄姊妹呢？即使是在非常，有时候非常艰难的情况下。
If we do, then may we find comfort again in knowing God's active role in our lives.
如果你是这样的话，那么你可以放心了，因为耶稣基督在你里面是其主宰。
However, we are not advocating moralism here or works righteousness. We are not advocating, we are not encouraging you to earn your righteousness by using your own strength, by your own good works.
在这里我们并不是鼓励大家用你自己的行为和你自己的言语来达到这个义。
Notice that we kept saying being moved. We kept saying in the previous notes, in our previous points that we are being moved.
前面我们说到，我们不断的被感动去做这些事，去行义，去越来越少的犯罪。
The motivation is not from oneself, your own self, but from an external source.
行义和越来越少犯罪的这个动力，并不是在乎我们，并不在我们自己。
This leads us to our third and important point.
现在我们就要讲第三点，很重要的第三点。
A true Christian has the Holy Spirit moving him to sin less and less and to pursue fruits of righteousness.
真正的基督徒有圣灵在里面感动他，越来越少的犯罪，并且追求义的果子。
It is not a person's own righteousness that enables him to sin less and less and pursue fruits of righteousness.
人能够越来越少的犯罪并且追求行义，并不是人自己的义能够做到的。
In fact, we still remain sinful in every single part of our humanity.
实际上在我们人的内心深处，我们的本性还是罪的本性。
It takes an external source, the Holy Spirit, to make us alive to obedience in Christ.
我们需要外在的力量，也就是圣灵，然后改变我们罪恶的本性。
Let us look at how John affirms this truth.
我们来看看约翰是怎么来证实这一真理的。
In verse 9, John says that those who are born of God has God's seed abiding in him.
第九节说，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里。在这里英文那个单词是 seed， 它是种子的那个意思，而我们中文直接翻译成道，神的道。
The result is that he cannot keep on sinning.
那么这个结果就是不可能，人基督徒不可能继续犯罪。
John appeals to the imagery that the believers are born of God and hence children of God.
所以约翰在这里说，基督徒是由神而生，因此是神的儿女。
Part of a believer's new birth is God's seed, which renders the believer unable to persist in sin.
约翰是说，一个基督徒呢，他的新生，他的新重生就是上帝的这个种子，这个种子让基督徒不是继续不断的犯罪。
Literally, in the Greek, the seed could actually imply either the seed of a plant or the seed of animals.
那么这个种子呢，也可能是指一个植物的种子或者动物的。
Metaphorically, it could mean offspring.
比喻的意义就是指，后代。
However, allow me to present two other options instead.
在这里有两个其他的解释。
First, as I have mentioned in this third point, is that it is the Holy Spirit.
首先，我想指出第三点，就是指的是圣灵。
This is in line with the anointing spirit that is mentioned in chapter 2, verse 27, chapter 3, verse 24, and chapter 4, verse 13.
这个种子，我认为是圣灵，是在约翰一书的二章二十七节、三章二十四节、四章十三节中提到恩膏的灵是一致的。
Other parts of Scripture attest that he, the Holy Spirit, is responsible for transforming people.
圣经中其他章节也提到，圣灵的工作就是完全彻底的改变人。
It is the Holy Spirit that makes believers who act according to God's standard.
是圣灵让信徒能够根据上帝的原则来行事。
A second option for what the seed is what we can summarize as the nature of God.
第二个这个种子的选择，我认为是指的是一个 是指的上帝的属性。
Chapter 2 verse 5 and 15 of the same epistle hints at God's love indwelling believers.
二章第五节和第十五节指出上帝的爱住在信徒的中间。
Now, if we were to understand this seed according to these two options, we may say that the seed is the Holy Spirit creating God's propensity to love in us.
如果我们用这两个选择来理解这个种子的意思的话，那么我们就会 发现这个种子呢，其实就是圣灵，它住在我们里面，让我们能够生在我们心里能够生成上帝的那种属性，就是爱。
This said, the Holy Spirit is understood to move a believer to pursue fruits of righteousness.
也就是说，圣灵呢，感动每一个基督徒，让他能够追求义的果效，行义。
We commit a grave mistake if we say that our ability to believe in Christ and to obey God is based on a righteousness of our own.
如果我们说我们能够达到耶稣基督所教导我们、神所期望我们做的，我们能够靠着自己的义行出来，我们能够自己行义的话，那是错误的理论。
It is not a righteousness in us that the Holy Spirit works with to enable us to live righteously.
并不是说圣灵是在我们自己的义里面，然后感动我们去行义，让我们活出义的生活。
Rather, it is completely, absolutely the Holy Spirit's work that hinders us from continuing in sin. It is absolutely the Holy Spirit's work that hinders us or keeps us from continuing in sin.
圣灵呢？圣灵是在我们里面完全的阻隔我们和罪的联系，让我们停止继续犯罪。
And it is also completely, absolutely His work that enables us to live righteously despite our corruption.
尽管我们自己是被败坏了的，但是圣灵让我们能够活出义的生活，也完全是圣灵的工作，而不是我们的。
This is a stark contrast and indeed a proof of who really are true Christians versus those who are of the devil.
这里有一个非常鲜明的对比，也就证明了谁是真正的基督徒，而谁是属魔鬼的。
Children of the devil are not inclined towards what God wants.
魔鬼的儿女呢，他总是想做那些上帝禁止的事情。
Rather, they persist in active rebellion, living lives that are contrary to what Christ exemplified and taught believers.
他们呢不愿意做上帝想要他们做的事，他们不断持续不断的有背叛的行为。
But children of God cannot help but persist in what is righteous, as is also shown in their love for fellow believers.
而上帝的儿女呢，他们会忍不住的就不断的去行义，而且他们会向他们的弟兄姊妹显出爱。
This is because the Holy Spirit is there working in them.
这是因为圣灵在人心里做工的原因。
Just like without electricity, our cell phones, laptops, and other devices won't work as it's supposed to.
就像手机啊，还有电脑啊，这些东西，如果没有电的话，它根本就不能工作。
We are as much dead and like the cell phones and laptops and whatnots.
我们其实就是像这些手机啊，这些电脑一样。
Without electricity, these devices cannot power itself.
没有电脑，没有电的话，这些电脑不会工作的。
But the Holy Spirit does more than just give us energy.
我们也需要圣灵在我们里面给我们力量，就像电一样，使我们能够工作。而圣灵呢，远远超过那个动力。
We are more like smashed up cell phones.And the Holy Spirit still renders us usable.
圣灵的工作不仅仅是给我们力量，同时我们就像已经是被破碎、已经损坏了的这些手机、这些电脑，而圣灵呢，让我们能够重新使用、重新工作。
So in our salvation, we need to be reborn by God in order to desire what He desires.
所以我们的拯救是说我们需要在耶稣基督里重生，被神重生，这样我们才能够去做想要做他想要做的事情。
We need to be worked on by the Holy Spirit so we can sin less and less and pursue fruits of righteousness.
圣灵必须在我们里面做工作，这样我们才能够越来越少的犯罪并且行义。
Unless the seed is placed in us from our rebirth, we would persist in sin and hate other believers.
如果这个圣灵的种子没有种在我们的心中，如果我们没有重生的话，那么我们就还会继续不断的犯罪，而且还会恨其他的弟兄姊妹。
Does your life reflect that you have the seed in you?
你的生活反映了 反映出这个种子是否在你心里吗？
Do you see evidence of the Holy Spirit working in your lives?
你有没有在你的生活中有没有证据显示圣灵在你里面做工呢？
Do you see the Holy Spirit motivating you to glorify God by keeping His commandments?
圣灵有没有在你心里让你不断地遵守神的命令呢？
If you do, then you may be assured that you are a true Christian.
如果是这样的话，那你就是一个真的基督徒。
We may not be perfect yet.
可能你不是完美的。
However, if we have truly been born again, having been given the Holy Spirit to sanctify us, we cannot help but be inclined towards what God wants.
如果我们真正的重生了，那么圣灵就会在里面，在我们心里做工，不断的使我们成圣。我们忍不住，你本性里就是想要做上帝想要你做的事。
And this includes loving our fellow fallen brothers and sisters in Christ.
这个就包括我们要爱我们身边那些堕落的弟兄姊妹。
Remember our butterfly story?
还记得那个蝴蝶的故事吗？
As human beings knowledgeable of science, we know a true butterfly is one that does not stay as a caterpillar.
就像我们知道的一样，一个真正的蝴蝶不可能再变成一只毛毛虫了。
Similarly, God's word reveals to us today that the marks of a true Christian is if the Holy Spirit moves you to sin less and less, and instead moves you to pursue fruits of righteousness.
同样的，上帝的话也告诉我们，如果我们能够犯罪越来越少，而且追求行义的话，那么我们就是一个真正的基督徒了。
These are but a few general marks of a true Christian.And I hope that it has encouraged us.
这三点标志也只是一个真正基督徒的其中几项标志，所以我希望他能够这些能够鼓励大家。
Through the Holy Spirit's prompting, may we evaluate our lives accordingly, being moved to sin less and less.
希望今天的信息能够让我们越来越少犯罪，希望圣灵在我们里面做工。
And at the same time, may we be prompted to enthusiastically learn what pleases God and live them out in gratitude.
也希望我们能够在今后的生活中不断地行义，在主里面知道主所喜悦的是什么。
May we also continually be encouraged by the Holy Spirit's work in our lives.
也鼓励大家能够允许圣灵在我们里面不断地做工。
Otherwise, if some of us here have not come to a belief and trust in Christ, may the Spirit cause us to believe that Christ not only made a way to justify us before God.
如果你还没有真正的信耶稣，把自己的相信放在他里面，那么请你来到主面前悔改，然后相信神。
May we also be encouraged to know that His work has freed us from our bondage to sin.To the fruits of righteousness that God desires for us.
也求圣灵在我们里面工作，能够让我们从罪中得释放，让我们不断的行义。
Let us close in a word of prayer.
我们大家一起闭眼祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us that it is not because of our own righteousness that we can.Become righteous, or even do what is righteous. But Father, it is because of your Holy Spirit that motivates us to sin less and less, and to pursue those fruits of righteousness. Father, we cannot do it on our own, and we need your grace, we need your Holy Spirit, we need your power to go away from this sinful inclination, this sinfulPreference of ours and to be moved towards what is pleasing and glorifying to you. May you help us and may you continually mold us. All this we ask in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.